Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show. Back in the big green chair today, and had an extended song there by Neil Young leading us up to the show today. Hope you didn't think we were having some problems, but we're not. We've got some great tunes lined up here for you this morning. And another cool one. We got just a couple more days of this front that's kind of slid into the area, but it's even worse in other places, that's for sure. We're currently sitting at minus 19 right now, with the winds out of the south at 3 kilometers an hour, and humidity sitting at 72%, barometric pressure 103.4 kilopascals and falling. The call for sunny conditions again today. It was so nice and sunny yesterday, beautiful, and that kind of makes up for the crispiness in the air, doesn't it? Yeah. Minus 9 is going to be our high today, with increasing cloudiness overnight, with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 8. And it looks like, let's see, Saturday and Sunday will be minus 8 for our daytime highs, with temperatures low minus 17, low minus 15, and then come Monday, things are going to start warming up again, where we get around the zero mark and just above. So I guess we'll just have to take it easy for a couple of days, put another log on the fire, put another song on the old SKR. And we don't have an axe to chop up some wood today, but we got a sledgehammer here, right? By Peter Gabriel. On South Kootenai Radio. All right, a little Spirit in the Sky there for you by Tom Cochran. And before that, we started things off with Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. All right, February the 6th, it's pretty close to the middle of the hour, and we've got This Day in Canadian History for you. And what do we got? Anything of excitement? 1952, though. King George the 6th dies in his sleep, born December 14th, 1895. His eldest daughter, Princess Elizabeth, takes over the throne as Queen Elizabeth II. I think she was 26 years old at the time or something like that. Not totally sure. And there was a stamp that was issued to commemorate her wedding to Prince Philip a year earlier. Imagine. A couple of birthdays here today. Or one, I should say. Oh, excuse me. Kate McGarrigle, singer-songwriter, sister of Anna, born on this day in Montreal in 1946. The McGarrigles started playing in public in Montreal coffee houses in the early 60s. And in 1970, Kate married singer Loudon Wainwright Jr. and based herself in New York. The sisters have produced the following albums. Oh. No, they've produced lots of albums. Let's leave it at that. I'm not going to list them with the dates. Anyways, if you really want to check things out on the McGarrigles, Google is your friend. Yeah. What else do we have? Anything? Oh, Brett Hull becomes the first son of an NHL 50-goal scorer, Bobby, to score 50 goals himself. And that happened in Chicago in 1990. Let's see. Oh, what's going on here with Rennie Levesque in 1977? He drives over a man lying in a Montreal street. The coroner rules no criminal responsibility, even though Levesque was chain-smoking like a chimney and was fined $25 for not wearing his glasses at the time of the accident. And in 1975, Peter Lougheed's government cuts personal income tax by 28%, making Albertans the lowest-taxed Canadians. Oh, that was a fun day in Alberta for all the peons, wasn't it? Yes. All right, what do we got? We got another song here. Oh, speaking of Levesque with too much smoke in his eyes, yeah, we got a song where there's a little bit too much smoke on the water right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Welcome to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Led Zeppelin there with rock and roll, and of course getting a big yahoo up on the North Shore there from playing that tune by well, is he actually Led Zeppelin's biggest fan? I really think so. Yeah, anyways, that one came out in 1971. 7:56. Let's squeeze in one more tune here before we go to the top of the news hour. Got a little Brown Sugar for you by the Rolling Stones off the Sticky Fingers album. Also, going back a few years, 1971, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Oh,
Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar. Well, the Thundercats are on quite a tear here this weekend with 4 games in 5 nights. They played last night against the Kimberly Dynamiters, and after spending the whole second period in the penalty box, they pulled out a tie, so they're still undefeated. I'm not sure who they're playing tonight. What is today? Thursday? Let's have a quick look here. Dropping my notes all over the place. No, I got tonight off. No. Says Kimberly again. Maybe Kimberly's back in town here. And Saturday night we're playing Fernie, Spokane on Sunday. Could be tense. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that come Monday morning. Let you know how we did. News crew just popped their head in here. They've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news they want to give us, although it says only 23 seconds, so we might have a bit of a technical glitch here and might have to play more music. Of course, that's not a bad thing, is it? Let's give it a try.
You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley. SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
Where it's at. The sun online, we
Okay, it's quarter past the hour. It's time for This Day in Rock and Roll History, the favorite part of the show for most of the listeners. And we try to touch base on as much of the history as we can. Sometimes the odd real oldie song gets out there, but, you know, sometimes some real good ones get out there. And what's the first one? We got three birthdays to mention today for February the 6th. The first one is 1943, and that's when Georgina Tillman, vocalist for the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, was born. And 1945, Bob Marley was born, No Woman, No Cry, passed away May 11th, 1981. 1962, Axl Rolls, singer for Guns N' Roses, was born, one of their big hits, Sweet Child O' Mine. All right, this is the useless trivia throughout the years on February the 6th. We're going to start in 1965 today, and that's when the Righteous Brothers led the U.S. hit parade with You've Lost That Love and Feeling. According to the RIAA, the song has now been played on U.S. radio stations over 8 million times, more than any other record in history. Wow. 1971, in a rare feat, a country song crossed over to the pop charts and became the best-selling single in America when Lynn Anderson's Rose Garden climbed to the top of the Cashbox hit parade. And in 1981, Hugo Montenegro, who is best known for scoring a number two hit with the instrumental theme to Clint Eastwood's movie The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, died of emphysema. He was 55 years old. 1998, Carl Wilson, lead singer and vocalist of the Beach Boys, died of cancer at the age of 51. Although Brian Wilson and Mike Love were featured on many of the band's biggest hits, it was Carl's voice that took the lead on God Only Knows, I Can Hear Music, and Good Vibrations. And here's a bit of a slap in the face. In 2001, Eagles guitarist Don Felder receives a phone call from manager Irving Azoff, who tells him that the rest of the band has decided to go on without you. A shocked Felder will spend the next few days pleading for another chance, but will be rebuffed and soon after will receive his official termination notice. Felder, who launched a $50 million lawsuit against guitarist Glenn Frey and drummer Don Henley, alleged wrongful termination and breach of implied, in fact, contract. Henley and Frey then countersued Felder for breach of contract, alleging that Felder had written and attempted to write or to sell the rights of a tell-all book. Both parties settled out of court, and it took Felder until 2008 to finally issue his book, Heaven and Hell, My Life in the Eagles, 74 to 2001. And in 2011, Gary Moore, guitar player for the influential rock band Thin Lizzy, was found dead in his hotel room in Spain following a suspected heart attack. He was 58 years old. All right. Let's get rolling with some music here, and what's the very first one that we got lined up? I think, yes, well, we got to celebrate Georgina Tillman's birthday, vocalist for the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, right here on South Kootenai Radio. You're listening to This Day in Rock History right here on South Kootenai Radio. Let's continue on with the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of her jewelry on the wind that blows her perfume through the air. I'm picking up the vibration. She's giving me the I'm backing up.
All right, there we are, the sounds of Link Ray, bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history at about quarter past the hour, and we've got a couple of birthdays to mention here this morning. First one being Sammy Johns, born on February the 7th, 1946. Of course, Sammy's big song, Chevy Van. 1948, Jimmy Greenspoon was born, and Jimmy played the keyboards with Three Dog Night and one of their big hits, A One Man Band. 1949, Alan Lancaster, bass player for Status Quo, and one of their first big hits, Pictures of Matchstick Men. I think that one came out in like 1969. You know that band is still together? Ugh. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on February the 7th. Our first story is from 1970, and that's when Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull marries marries record company secretary Jenny Franks. Also in 1970, Shocking Blue, a three-man, one-woman band from Holland, had their top single in America with a song called Venus. 1974, soul artist Barry White is awarded 4 gold records for the singles Never Never Gonna Give You Up. That one went to number 7. Love's Theme, number 1 by the Love Unlimited Orchestra, conducted by Barry White. And the albums Under the Influence of Love Unlimited, number 3, and Santigon, which went to number 20. 1974, Paul Simon had his only solo number 1 hit in the U.S. when 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover made it to the top of the charts for the first of 3 weeks. And in 1981, Pink Floyd began the Wall Tour in the U.S. when they gave their first live performance of a new double album in Los Angeles. A 30-foot-high wall made of styrofoam blocks was constructed across a 160-foot stage in the first half of the show, and then following the intermission, it was thoroughly destroyed. 1984, Michael Jackson is noted in the Guinness Book of World Records when his album Thriller passes the 25 million sales mark. In the year 2000, while battling cancer, Lonesome Dave Peverett, lead singer of Savoy Brown and Foghat, died of double pneumonia at the age of 56 years old. All right, let's start things off with this day in rock and roll history today with a little celebration of Jimmy Greenspoon's birthday, keyboard player for Three Dog Night. We're going to listen to One Man Band right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back.
Finishing things up on this day in music history with some Bob Marley there, Stirred Up. Bob Marley born on this day in 1945, and of course passing away May 11, 1981. What else are we here? We had the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, Georgina Tillman's birthday, born on this day in 1943. We had a little bit of Axl Rose with the Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, Axl born on this day in 1962. What else? Oh, we played a little Good, the Bad, and the Ugly there. Hugo Montenegro, best known for that number two hit, passing away on this day at age 55 in 1981. Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys, passing away on this day in 1998. And at the age of 51, did I say that? Maybe I did. And, of course, Carl... doing the lead vocals on that Good Vibrations tune. And I guess that was it. That was, I can't think of anything else that I had played there. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of this day in music history for you. Let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, minus 18, and that's no joke, folks. Yes, the furnace is running. You can probably hear it over the mic anyway. Now, over in Vancouver, it's a little cloudy there, minus 7. They're probably in freak-out mode in Vancouver today. And look at that in Whitehorse. They've got ice crystals, minus 31. Minus 24 in Calgary. Minus 25 in blowing snow in Regina. Minus 19 in sunny in Winnipeg. Minus 11 in cloudy in Toronto. Minus 13 and snowing in Fredericton, minus 11 with some snow and sun in Halifax, and minus 10 in St. John's, Newfoundland. Yeah, she's pretty cool across the majority of the country here today. So hopefully we get through this and we got some nice weather coming in the next few days. All right, got a little Radar of Love to bring us up to the next segment. By Golden Earring, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Comfort coming in from above, but don't need to let her at all. We've got No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Radar love.
What's the power doing off on the board again? Oh. Yeah, what's the power doing off on the board? Yeah. This is rookie. Anyways, what is it? 8:47. We got to get rolling. It's time for our artist highlight. Today we're going to feature the music and the album of Steve Winwood, Ark of the Diver, or Ark of a Diver. And this particular album came out December 31st, 1980. And it's utterly encumbered by the baggage of his long years in the music business. Winwood reinvents himself as a completely contemporary artist on this outstanding album, leading off with his best solo song, While You See a Chance. Winwood also plays all the instruments on this album. And, of course, a big thanks going out to Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, for the sponsorship of this segment, and hopefully you all enjoy the couple of tunes that I play. I will play two before the end of the show, and then once the show ends, I have another one queued up. We'll listen to the title track to get us into the regular broadcasting of the day. So, without further ado, let's go. Steve Winwood here, While You See a Chance, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back. February 6th and 23rd by going to cbc.ca/news. News podcasts will return Monday, February 23rd.
My love, we're gonna raise the future.
There you go, Ark of a Diver, the title track of that album. Finishing things off for our artist highlight, brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. All right, well, that does bring this morning show to a close. As you heard before the song, we had a short little 20-second blurb there about the Olympics taking over our news update podcasts there. I'm not quite sure if I'll find something else to fill in for that for the next 2 weeks or while the Olympics are on or not. We'll have to, I'll play that by ear. But anyways, don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show on today at 12:05, where we play a full album for you every day at noon, something new. And today we're going to be listening to Bringing Down the Horse by the Wallflowers. And if you miss it at 12:05, it is rebroadcast again at 9 p.m. in the evening. All times are Mountain Standard. And if you want to check out the schedule, go to the website, thefskr.com. We also have a Facebook page. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio on your favorite Facebook Google search engine, whatever that might be. Yeah, your Google search engine. That's the one. All right, have a great day, everyone, and we'll be continuing on here with some regular broadcasting. Nina Simone's going to start the next segment off, and then we'll just keep going 24/7. Have a good one. Catch you all on the flip side.